This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Doug Steffen Wednesday program, Doug with Jay Kirshner. I'm here focused on July the, is it the 19th? It is the 19th. Why did I think it was still the 18th? Time. One of those things called time. Some people think, or some people become, Jay, slaves to time. But you are in charge of you, as we were pointing out earlier in a discussion about something else. And I started to think about all the things that go on in one's life and who makes it happen and how it happens. And basically, if you understand the reality of life, it's you who's in charge of you. Your life, if you're not pleased by what's going on in your life, you're creating. People say, oh, that, why did he do that to me? You know, why is everybody always picking on me? Remember that line from the song? Well,
Charlie Brown, yeah.
Yep. This is not the way it really is. You create your life. You create the circumstances, the consciousness that you have, whatever it is that's in your mind. You can have good things in your mind or bad things in your mind. And so you take a lesson, though, from some people, like this 15-year-old girl who took a swim around Manhattan to raise money for cancer research. This is a 15-year-old girl, 28 and a half miles around Manhattan. Her name is Maya Mering, I believe is how you pronounce her name. She went to the Big Apple. She lives in California. But she participated in this swim across America. This was the challenge called 20 Bridges to Swim, raising money for cancer research. Took her 8 hours and 43 minutes to complete the navigation around Manhattan. So she joins a lot of other high school youngsters who have gone the last 8, 9 years to raise money for this nonprofit that the money goes for cancer research. She said, quote, whatever I'm doing in my swimming or whatever pain I go through in my swims is really nothing compared to the struggle that cancer families go through. How about that for being mature at the age of 15? So if you don't know about this 20 Bridges swim, it takes swimmers under the 20 bridges and the three rivers that go around the island of Manhattan. She says, I like the challenge. I got to see all of the Manhattan skyline from the water. That'd be kind of cool now that I think about it, too. They must have tours. They must have boat tours around Manhattan, don't they? You get on a boat tour down at the south end of Manhattan and
so,
go around.
Yeah.
I would think it. But imagine also, swimming it.
Aren't some of these waters known to be incredibly dirty and
yes,
like you'll get sick if
yes,
you get in the water?
Yes. They are dirty. So it's even bolder, a different statement, a stronger statement, doing these sorts of things, given the fact that the water around the city is full of sewage and garbage and probably things that cause cancer, in fact. But she actually was driven by her own experience because she had a scare as well. She said, quote, I'm one of the lucky ones. The tumor that I had was benign, and with the exception of the scar across my stomach, I'm fine. So how about that for motivation? There you go. There's a lesson in that for sure. Of goodness, love, paying attention to what matters, all that good stuff, right? What does matter? I'm seeing all the headlines screaming this morning, Hunter Biden and cocaine in the White House. Like, that's really important. Remember all the hoopla, and here I am digging around. Digging around in it. The hoopla about the cocaine and where it was and when it was. So somebody has posted, listen, I'm no fan of Hunter Biden's. I'm not a fan of his father's, but some of this stuff gets pretty silly. Nobody knows, I'm sure somebody knows, but they don't want to, the people in charge are the Bidens. So the people working for them don't want to embarrass them. They don't want to say something that would cost them their jobs. You get it. But it's pretty obvious. So there's a video of Hunter Biden supposedly taking a hit of cocaine in front of his children at the White House the same day cocaine was discovered there. This was around the 4th of July, I think, wasn't it? And they were out celebrating.
Oh, is this that same, there's like a video clip.
And him and his
wife.
Yeah, right,
Jill Biden kind of like turns her back and she looks visibly annoyed.
Yeah.
It's hard to see what was actually happening. He does duck down. He does kind of put his head down and then wipe his nose.
But is it really that bad? Is his addiction that bad? That would be the question that I have.
Or is that even what genuinely happened?
Or maybe he had just eaten a powdered donut from Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, no, right? I mean, it's the way the video is taken, it can allude to one thing, but it could also be that that wasn't what happened in that situation either. You can't actually see powder or anything in the video I saw. You can't see anything. It's just he turns around, he kind of ducks his head, and then he's behind Jill. He walks past Jill, and then he's wiping his nose as he's on the other side. It could be that he had a little boogie up in there.
Yep, right. Boogers in your nose. I know. You don't want to talk about it. Who doesn't pick their nose? Come on. You pick your nose. Everybody picks his or her nose. You just do it.
With tissues?
Nah.
Really? You go bare finger, bare skin up in there?
Well, I'm not saying I do it. I'm just saying that.
Think of all the germs on your hands.
Not my hands. That's one of the reasons my immune system is as good as it is, because I'm around all these germs.
You got the good germs.
Somehow or other, they make their way into my system. I'm not going to, it could be because I have dirty hands when I eat my cashews or whatever it is. A little bit goes a long way to helping your immune system. I'm just saying, as it were. More people in the news. Henry Kissinger, 100 years old. Former Secretary of State, confidant to many Republican and Democratic presidents, statesmen. He made a surprise visit yesterday to Beijing to meet with Chinese leaders. So what do you think that's all about? Was the request from Joe Biden? He got a warm greeting when he met with the officials over there. Things look good. He was the one, and those people who don't study history, Henry Kissinger set the stage for Richard Nixon to go in the early 1970s to open up China for trade. So that was the beginning. You can blame. There's good and bad in this. It was good because it was thought of, that was one of the great achievements of the Nixon administration, was opening up trade with China. That was in 70, that was, 60 years ago? How many years ago was 70? Yeah, 60, 50 years ago. And from that time to this, we've seen the economy of the world change. With the advent of Nixon going over there, the encouragement of American businessmen to do business in China, that was what it was all about. The trade, we thought we were opening up trade so that the Chinese would buy tons of stuff from us, right? That was going to be the good side of it. Well, look at what really has happened. They do buy, or they used to buy, a lot of food and feed from us, but now, because we've fallen hook, line, and sinker for their line of baloney, and we get things made over there. I went last night to the hardware store because we're putting some new doors on my house, and we're fixing up the cabin that's on my property so that Miles can have some fun. He wants to camp in the cabin.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So we needed a bunch of fixtures and hot water heater and things that will make it livable. So do you think I could find any? I said to the guy that helped me, I'd like to buy things that are not made in China. And he looked at me and he smiled and he said, good luck. I said, well, get me, I need an electric heater. He says, yeah, okay. I said, there were three brands. Okay. Looked at all of them. They all are basically the same, and they all are made in PRC. You know what PRC is?
China.
People's Republic of China. Well, there are a lot of, because there's so much uproar, there's so much resistance now from people who are thinking about it, even though they aren't thinking a lot if they don't know that PRC is People's Republic of China. But there is a real resistance in America to buying things. If you're thinking at all about America, you're thinking about your own good. The jobs that have gone to China because of the greed of big corporations to get things made over there cheaper, oh, it's just they're doing their job. I can't fault them. I fault us in general for buying the crap and not recognizing what it was doing to our country. It's not done our country any good at all, by any stretch of the imagination. But it all started with Henry Kissinger. That's why I made the comment that I did. Henry Kissinger going to China in the early 70s to set the stage for Nixon to visit and to, quote-unquote, normalize relationships with the country that had the biggest population on the planet. Now that's India, but China's number two. All right, so let's now move to another subject, shall we? How are you looking in the mirror? Are you brushing your teeth now? Maybe you're listening to the program, you're getting your day started, and you're looking in the mirror and you don't like what you see. Okay, I can help you with that if you want help. Just you have to want help. You want to lose the weight? You want to keep it off? Then you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. There are tons of case studies of people just like you who now are thankful to be able to say that Calitrin helped me. It was the safest way for me after I did all the research to find the weight loss supplement that I needed to support my body. This is all natural Calitrin we're talking about. Number one choice around the world for healthy weight loss. You can lose weight healthy, the healthy way yourself by going to toploss.com. Check out all the stories from all the people, the success stories, and then buy the product. Use it. You'll love it. Check out using the discount code Doug for free shipping.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain Scent Beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
Hi, Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Celebrate Christmas in July. Is that next week? I've forgotten when we do.
It is, yes, the 25th.
All right, can you imagine we're already there? We're close to it anyway, a week away, and we're 2 weeks away from the beginning of August. Good Lord. And before you know it, no, don't say it, Doug. Let's stick with July for a moment on our social media focus here. What's trending today is a focus on cell phones. The fact that this is National Cell Phone Courtesy Month, something that you all ought to listen to. We all could be more courteous on the phone, especially since cell phones have become such an important part of our lives. Like it or not, we don't seem to be able to detach ourselves from these damn devices. So, if you're looking at your cell phone screen and you're on a date, chances are the date's not too cool. If you're looking at your cell phone screen while you're eating, chances are the meal's not too good. If you're looking at your cell phone while you're in the movies, maybe you even sit on the toilet seat, and what helps you while away the time while you're dropping whatever you're dropping into the toilet is stuff that you read on your phone. How many people are so addicted to the damn phone that you take it into the toilet with you? Raise your, come on, be honest. I know that the behavior feels normal for a lot of people, but it is rude. And that's why National Cell Phone Courtesy Month came to be, started by Jacqueline Whitmore, a manners expert from Palm Beach, of course.
There is a time and place to have a phone conversation, and I think we've all used a public restroom, and somebody in the stall next to us is talking on the phone, and it's like, seriously? Yeah. And who's the person on the other end of that call that's allowing this to even happen?
Right.
My goodness. Or you see somebody in the grocery store checkout line, and they are actively checking out, and the cashier is trying to talk to them, and they are on a phone. Like, come
what
on.
What is so damned important that you need to be talking in front of other people?
Yeah. That important of a phone call, then step aside and finish your phone call first. Do not multitask like that.
Or just call
them right back. It'll be, 15 more seconds?
So this is real cell phone etiquette. Sitting on a plane, and some jerkleburger next to you feels like he must or she must call, "I'm on the plane now. I'm ready to take off. I'll call you as soon as we land."
Oh,
what?
Yeah, that's me. It me.
That's you?
It me. It's me. I'm that person. Yeah, it's just part of the... And just in case something were to happen,
come on.
I call my mom and I say, "Okay, I love you.
Doris, I'm on the plane now." Yeah,
I call my husband. Okay. It's like the one last call or whatever. And then when I land, I'll text.
Okay.
I'll text.
All right, so...
But I also am not shouting for, like, my conversation on the phone is not for everybody else to hear. When there are some people who have a phone conversation and they're talking loud because they're just a loud talker, or they're talking loud because they want other people to hear the conversation. I almost, like, bend my head down and whisper it, and I'm like, "Okay, let me call you later.
It's nobody's business." All right, in a moment, the first generation iPhone sells at auction. How much? After this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
All right, so here's, Jay, this first-generation iPhone that sold for $190,000 at auction the other day. That was way beyond what they expected to get for it. The auctioneer said it would probably sell for $50,000. Good Lord.
It's just, it's almost like a piece of art at this point. You can't use it. It's outdated software.
It was $499 when it was new, back in 2007. Sold for $499, and this one at auction went for $190,000. What is it with
people? A $190,000 paperweight. That's what
good.
It is.
Yep. $10,000 starting bid. But after 28 bids, $190,372.80. 400 times what it cost. Good God. All right, 28 after. This is good day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Iron.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Japan is claiming North Korea launched a suspected ballistic missile test. Japan's Prime Minister's office tweeted the news in the early morning hours this morning local time. This comes following a U.S. Navy ballistic missile submarine that made a port of call in South Korea today. The nuclear-capable vessel's presence was announced by South Korea's defense minister the same day. Days before, North Korea had test-fired what it called a solid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile. Cash bail in Illinois will be eliminated in 60 days. The Illinois Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of a state law that would end cash bail. The decision overturns a December opinion that put the law on hold. Critics say the move will leave residents less safe, as suspects will be back out on the streets after an arrest. Proponents say cash bail has a disproportionate negative impact on people of color. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts, 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today, 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty, gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Get back to me, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity for days. Can't you like the night in the summer?
I think having the summer songs creates a mood, don't you? It was like Christmas music. It sets a mood. And so that's why I think that it's so valuable to do this.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. You know how that works. All right, it's now 30, did I say it was 34? It's actually 35 at the hour now. On Wednesday, July the 19th, on the Good Day program, we're talking, as usual, about all the things, or not all the things, but many things that matter. I think this American soldier being detained is an important story. If you have not heard, this kid, 22 years old, was in trouble, wasn't sure what was going to happen, apparently, to him. So like a dummy, he runs across the border into North Korea. And so now what happens? His name is Travis King. He's been detained. I don't even know that the border is so heavily fortified. How the heck he got across the border? The UN is digging around in this as well. So this is called the DMZ, the Demilitarized Zone, the Joint Security Area between the North and the South. They had the same thing. Most of these North and South, like in Vietnam, it was called the same thing. And so here we are. If you really dig into this, this has nothing to do with this guy. It just has to do with us and our bellicose way fighting about stuff. So we didn't want the Chinese communists to take over Korea. That's why we had the Korean War in the 50s after Mao Zedong in 48 took over China. So he became an aggressor quickly, and then 10 years later, the Chinese wanted to take over Vietnam, so they got into that huzzerai, and neither one of these wars came out successfully for either side, frankly. And so here we have North and South Korea, North and South Vietnam, although I think it's easier. The Vietnamese seem to get along better. There doesn't seem to be the tension because in the North it isn't quite the same political situation as it is in North Korea, where you've got this family of gulaggers, basically, and you just look in their eyes. The sister looks more dangerous than Kim Jong Fatty, frankly, to me.
She does.
Look at her, and she looks like she's something to look out for. Anyway, so this guy, back to the citizen, back to the soldier, he'd served time at a detention facility and was being escorted back to the U.S. because he needed to be disciplined. The MPs had him. They were going to put him on an Air Force plane and bring him back for a trial. So he must have done something. Nobody seems to know what he did, but it must have been serious if they're going to go to this much trouble to bring him to justice in the military way. So he jumps into a border tour, and then he jumps out of the tour and gets across the border. I'm surprised he wasn't shot.
Well, one of the members of this tour who watched it happen said that he ran, and as he was running away, he was like, ha-ha, and ran in between two buildings. And at first, a lot of people thought it was some kind of joke or somebody pulling a prank, not realizing how significant this prank could be. And then when he never came back out from between those buildings, they were like, oh, okay, something's seriously going on.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, there's not much more to the story than that at this point. The guy's in Korea, and you can probably expect he'd be lucky to get out.
Well, and he had already spent 2 months in the prison in South Korea.
Yeah. Where did people come up, excuse me, with these ideas? What is it that you don't realize about the real world? And why don't you know what the real world is all about? Why do you not know how dangerous North Korea is?
Well, does he have some kind of information that he's hoping to seek asylum if he gives up the goods?
Well, I would say no. I was hoping to say no, but after that kid who's in the National Guard here in Massachusetts coughed up all of the secrets that he had no business having access to, but because of bad management in the military, he has access, and so we saw what happens.
Or look at Edward Snowden, who's still in Russia.
Gigi Hadid, the actress, was arrested in the Cayman Islands, speaking of this sort of thing, for having marijuana on her.
Which is kind of like what happened with that. She just paid a fine, and then everything is all good, and it's not going to go on any kind of record because she got the marijuana. It is medicinal. She got it legally in New York, and apparently in the Cayman Islands, it's been legal for quite some time. So not really sure why she was arrested in the first place and had to pay a fine, but it seems like all is good.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Ken this weekend is going to talk about the different kinds of toothpaste. He seems to be on a kick with teeth and gums, which is important because it's very important for your health. A plaque that cardiologists see in your system comes from the plaque in your teeth. And if you don't get rid of it, you're going to have a problem. So Ken wants to connect the dots, and we'll talk about that this week on Good Day. We have two Good Day health programs, one with Ken and one with Jack Stockwell. We're also going to talk about exercise, particularly the types of exercises that are good for your heart. Ken is a cardiologist, so he has great credentials when it comes to that. Also, we'll be talking about lifting weights, exercising, and what that does. Once again, we've had a focus last three or four episodes of Good Day Health with Ken on the brain and your neurology and that sort of thing. So that'll come up with Ken. The latest from Ken always is I don't know if we published, I guess. What do we call it when we put it up? It's the podcast is not published. What do you call
it?
Available.
Yeah.
That's easy enough. Good Day Health Show podcast, always available at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. So you can check that out. Most of the same stages that carry this program carry weekend things like Good Day Health and American Family Farmer. So that's something to check up on. Speaking, and we have our, you know, the food, farm, and family things that we do every day. And with that in mind, we're going to be talking about safe and healthy food handling with a lady who's an expert. Antibiotics, we talked about that this week on the American Family Farmer and why that should be a concern for you and what's in our food. So Madeline Clevin will join us in a moment here on Good Day.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. The scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
Do you have heart failure and often hear
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, President of Operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
44 at the hour now on Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Madeline Clevin has joined us. She is a safe and healthy food program associate with an organization that is focused on antibiotics. There are a lot of claims that are made. You know, I think it was one of the chicken outfits that just got sort of into trouble because they've been claiming in their advertising they never use antibiotics on their chicken. I think it was Purdue. And yet they do, because most farmers do. There are two ways of using these antibiotics. One, as a system to keep the animals healthy. Sometimes at birth, when my calves are born on the farm, they get an inoculation. But they don't get it through the matter of course through their lives. Most of the time what they've been fed and how they're raised make sure gets their immune system to function. So, Madeline, what is it that a safe and healthy food program associate does, and what atmosphere are you working?
Yeah, that's a great question, and thanks for having me on. So, Food Animal Concerns Trust is a national nonprofit organization. We're actually based in Chicago, Illinois. And really, we do two main things. We provide critical resources to help farmers adopt humane farming practices, keep their animals healthy, and promote more sustainable food systems. And mostly what I work on is urging governmental and corporate action to reduce the threat of antibiotic resistance. Like you said, antibiotics, you know, are such critical tools we have in our arsenal for treating not only animals, but humans. And because of the massive overuse of antibiotics in animal agriculture, now we're seeing that a lot of these antibiotics are no longer effective.
Well, I think it goes also along with the discussion of vaccines for humans. This is a sort of a, these discussions are like unindicted co-conspirators, in a manner of speaking, because one size doesn't fit all. One antibiotic is not the same as another. How they're used is not universal by any stretch of the imagination. And so this is an educational process that I think is good for us to understand, because when, as you've said, the antibiotics are overused, and they are in some big factory farms, then they become useless because they don't really, the bugs, as we saw with COVID, even in our own experience with that, they adapt and then they change. And so you load up a cow or a chicken or pork or something with these antibiotics, supposedly keep them healthy, and they become resistant to it. So down the road, all you have is animals that are loaded with antibiotics that are not good for humans, right?
Exactly. And unfortunately, like you said, in these huge industrial animal feeding operations, a lot of the use is preventative, often to compensate for the poor welfare,
right, the way
standards.
Their way they live in the certain farmers. I've been around cows all my life, so I know what good health practices
you
are.
Know.
Yeah, I do, and I have always maintained. One of my jobs as a kid was to clean out the calf pens, and they were a lot larger than many of the calf pens that you see now. And that's
definitely
just it becomes a monetary consideration more than anything else. The more you can cram into a small space, the more economical it is. Well, it doesn't really work that way. That's what they'll tell you, but it doesn't work that way at all. What are we doing to get the industrial livestock operations and the food that we eat? This is an educational process, but what is being done to change the antibiotic reality?
Well, I think that's one of the things that, you know, my organization is working hard to do, is trying to implement policy changes. And I think, like I just talked about with the preventive use, that's something that, you know, the European Union has now banned preventive uses. And we're really urging strongly the Food and Drug Administration to also do the same and to do things like set reduction targets for the amount of antibiotics that are being used in these industrial ag operations. But also,
well,
I would say...
Yeah, no, go ahead. Excuse me.
Oh, I would just say, too, you know, not only on the policy side, but as a consumer, you know, you have power, too, to buy locally
produced products.
Right,
you look for the labeling. If the labeling is proper, then you know what you're getting. What's the email address so people can go to the organization quickly to get more info?
Yeah, go to foodanimalconcernstrust.org.
foodanimalconcerntrust.org. All right, yeah, you can donate to helping the welfare of not only us, but the animals themselves. All right, Madeline, thank you. Madeline Clevin here on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day Program, Movie Moments, Chuck Curry. Lots of ground to cover today with Jay, Doug, and Chucker. So we start with Bat. Is this Batman? What is this?
That's Chris Nolan's The Dark Knight, which is the second installment in his rebooted Batman franchise. That movie, The Dark Knight, Doug, came out 15 years ago this week in movie history, and really was a game changer in terms of, one, it was critically well reviewed, it broke new ground in taking the superhero genre sort of into the criminal drama element, felt like sort of Batman meets the Godfather world. And at that point, I think you had a lot of studios chasing that tail of trying to up the ante and create a mass flow into movie theaters for superhero movie after superhero movie. That's really when Marvel, right after that, gained its legs and started to produce their own division of superhero film, which now we have this issue today where people basically go to the movies for massive $300 million movies, and as I keep saying, the other product needs to be put into theaters also.
All right, so speaking of that, and speaking of Christopher Nolan, the film Oppenheimer comes out this week. The fellow who stars as Oppenheimer apparently went through a radical transformation. He was losing weight to play Oppenheimer.
Cillian Murphy, who's been in a lot of Chris Nolan movies.
Yeah. Also, Emily Blunt is in the movie. I've always found her very appealing as an actress. He was eating almonds. That was all he ate in order to look emaciated, as he does in the role. It's a very powerful movie. It has been promoted very heavily for a long time. And some of the ancillary comments that are coming out about it from the stars, Matt Damon, for example, is talking a lot about why he did what he did. He promised his wife. His wife was giving him a hard time because he was going from one movie to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And so he said, all right, we'll take a break from acting, but if Christopher Nolan calls me for a role, I'm going. And that's what happened, because he's the other star. Chris Nolan called, and Matt Damon said yes, and his wife said, oh, okay. So
yeah, I mean, evidently, I read they go to couple therapy, and then his wife. I guess it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: Oppenheimer is tracking around a $50 million opening weekend. That would be a great opening weekend domestically for that film. The budget's $100 million, which actually very cost effective for a film like that. Barbie, I think, has a $120 million production budget, and that's tracking at $110 million opening weekend. So this weekend, Doug, should be a really healthy one for those two studios and also theater owners. Those are both really good opening weekends for those movies.
Yeah. Well, let's see how that shakes out. Meanwhile, still lots of conversation and buzz on Mission Impossible, including every time Tom Cruise comes out with a movie, there's always an article or two about his dating life. The first one was whether he was dating the lady who played Agent Carter, whose name I can't remember, who's great.
Hell yeah, I will.
And she said, no, that was gross, grubby, whatever. And then the next article is, what do the folks at Scientology require of Tom Cruise and his next wife? So they at least the story has it that
here's my answer to that question. It's really none of our business. Right?
Exactly. Who cares?
Right. Listen, I don't want him knowing what I do in my private life.
Right.
None of my business. What he does in his. That's the way I look at it. I gotta tell you another huge story in the industry is really this movie, Sound of Freedom, which is now grossed $90 million.
Good movie.
In less than 2 weeks. I was giving a lot of thought to this yesterday. I think the reason Maverick Top Gun was such a big hit, because I think more of a conservative base in this country flocked to that movie, meaning that is the type of movie they wanted to see. This movie, again, is being dominated by a more conservative crowd. I think, in general, Hollywood has lost that crowd, and some of the reasons
because they don't
are bombing is because they're not polarized.
Well, the audience is. They're not paying attention to who the audience. They're thinking about themselves.
I agree with that.
And not who's out there that'll spend money to go to the movies. This new outfit called Angel. It's Angel Distributors or Angel Producers or something like that, has three or four movies in the pipeline now that are all sort of these God movies. But this one, I don't like the ones that itch over the head. But I will tell you, I went to see that movie and thought it was extraordinarily, it was well done. He's good. I've always liked him. But the movie is worth seeing. The Sounds of Freedom. All right, Chuck, I'll talk to you tomorrow. It's 59 after here on Good Day.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.